Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
It's QB week. Baltimore's Lamar Jackson, Minnesota's J.J. McCarthy, and Arizona's Kyle Murray are all expected to be back in action for each of their squads after missing time with injury.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates. Presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sportsbooks, an injury ruins your whole football parlay, but not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily.
Ah. Aloha, Mr. Hyde.
And welcome in there, everybody. It is Sports Daily. Jacob Albrecht here with you on this Wednesday, of course. It is a Hawaiian shirt Wednesday. I am in here solo for most of the day here. TJ is driving down to, or up to, I should say, Big 12 Media Day. So we'll have TJ. He'll hop on a little bit later this hour. We'll preview a little bit of what he's looking for at Media Day up in Kansas City today. But we've got you jam-packed with some great guests today. Kevin Saul, Wichita State Athletic Director, is going to join us later in this hour in just a few minutes. He'll get us ready for all the bells and whistles of a Shocker basketball season that will begin sooner than we realize. Sooner than, I don't want to say not sooner than we're ready, because we're all ready for it, but it's here, man. And we'll get you all caught up on everything happening in Shocker athletics with Kevin Saul. We've got Sharia Slotta in the next hour. Of course, he can also chime in on KU basketball as it's Big 12 Media Days. But I want, you know, of course, we're getting ready for a Sunflower Showdown game, some keys from him on the KU side to finally snap that streak as KU fans hope to take down K-State. Of course, K-State wants to just keep on trucking with it. And it was an interesting weekend in the Big 12 in the football world. Kind of the door is cracked open for both teams. So we'll get all of those things with Sharia Slotta as well. And then we thought we'd bring in today, as we get ready for a World Series, our Royals insider, Jalen Thompson, to sort of preview a Royals offseason. Maybe he'll chime in on some of the things we were talking about yesterday with the challenges of a team that can spend like the Dodgers. But we'll get into all of that with Jalen Thompson in the next hour as well. It's all What's on Tap, brought to you by the Wichita Brewing Company, featuring Yumkin Pumpkin Ale, WBC's most popular seasonal beer. It's made with actual pumpkin and served with a spiced rim. Yumkin Pumpkin, now available at Wichita Brewing Company. Pizza and beer made here. It is a wild and crazy time of the sports season. We had the NBA get started last night with a couple of games. Oklahoma City defends the opening salvo there in a double overtime win against Houston, 125-124. It's an interesting matchup. Houston, one of the teams I think people feel can challenge them. Of course, they'll be without Fred VanVleet, which is a huge bummer for us, the former Shocker and for Rocket fans, but they still have a good squad there in Houston. But Oklahoma City holds serve there at home. And then you had a Golden State Lakers game in a nightcap, but the NBA season is now underway. If you didn't have enough to try to pay attention to, that is happening. Always your comments, your commentary, welcome here on this show. You can get in touch with us at 869-1240. Of course, that is the number to call. Max has it for you. You can get in touch with us through the video streams everywhere they're available to you. Whether you're watching us on Facebook, on YouTube, or on X, you can chime in that way. Leave your comments, leave your commentary. We can take that right here over the air. Also, thanks to those listening to us, of course, on 12 News Connected. And then if you're listening to us on the Odyssey app, even if you're listening to the podcast right now, if you want to chime in on something and fire in on a comment, you can click the little microphone there, and it gives you the opportunity to send a voicemail. And if you send the voicemail, we can get that anytime. So we can always get to those if they are relevant and anything else. So do that, and we'll get your comments right there over there. It is a Hawaiian shirt Wednesday, so I can't give anybody a hard time for not participating today. Max does his part. He's got his Hawaii Five-0 shirts on. He's playing us a little island music here. Kevin Saul, maybe he's in on the fun. I don't know. We'll ask him. He's coming in next. Max, you rocking your shirt today? You participating? Hawaiian Shirt Wednesday? You know Max is. You know Max is. We'll kind of look at the in any of our free time. There's not much today. We'll look at this NFL trade deadline coming up. There are a lot of impactful players potentially on the block here. Everybody's got eyes on the Jets right now because they have, of course, some really good players on a bad team that could be on the move, most notably for us, Breece Hall, the Wichita Northwest grad. We'll see if he can potentially find a landing spot finally in a place that's not so seemingly dysfunctional. You've got talented players like Jacoby Myers, who, remember, wanted a... You know, he wanted a trade before the season started. Well, they're not very good. So maybe he becomes a player of interest for a lot of teams. He's been a really good player. That's one to watch. How about Trey Hendrickson and the rumors that have been swirling about the Cincinnati pass rusher? Now, remember, they won their last game. So it'll be interesting to see if they ever have any interest to trade him. They've got to get Joe Burrow back. Flacco gave him just a little bit of life, a little bit of juice in that win over the Steelers. But what if a guy like Trey Hendrickson is on the market? Speaking of edge rushers, rumors yesterday, Trey Wingo floated out there that the Cowboys have been kicking the tires with the Raiders on Max Crosby. Now, a lot of reporting after that the Raiders are not interested in trading Max Crosby, but it tells you that the Cowboys are interested in a big-time defensive player. It's sort of funny that they would be interested in anybody at that position since they let Micah Parsons walk. But, you know, Micah Parsons reset the market. Micah Parsons, you know, didn't have all the agreements. Maybe they still are willing to spend a bunch of money on an edge rusher. So we'll watch that. If Hendrickson's on the block, he would obviously become an option there too. So there are big names out there potentially that could be moved at this trade deadline. Now, as it pertains to the Chiefs, I don't really think they need anything. Now, the only thing you could point to and say, yeah, they could use that. They could use a pass rusher, but I don't think that's really in the cards, quite frankly, especially after the injury to Omar Norman Mott. But maybe they could find some kind of depth at pass rusher. I don't think that would be a splash type of move, though. The only other thing I can think of is with the offensive line playing so well, but now just a little bit shaky because of some issues with Josh Simmons and his availability, and then potential injuries to Juwan Taylor and Trey Smith that could linger on. It makes you wonder if maybe they would have any interest in trying to find some offensive line depth. But I do think they like their offensive line depth. Now that Kingsley Suamataia has found his place, Wanye Morris can sort of play everything. They already have Caliendo. They probably feel okay about it. But we'll see if the Chiefs are interested in any moves ahead of the NFL trade deadline. And right now, look, the trade deadline in football is not as, you know, guaranteed necessarily as basketball or baseball. We've seen it, I feel like, a little bit more active in the last few years, but we're just a couple weeks away from it. It's Tuesday, November 4th, and we probably will see players traded. We probably will see impactful players traded. Remember, we've already seen a Joe Flacco trade this year in the NFL. It feels like teams never traded in the NFL 10, 15 years ago and before that. And then here lately, they've been more inclined to do in-season trades. So we'll keep our eye on that. We'll keep our ear to the ground as far as the Chiefs. They'll begin practicing a little bit later this week because of Monday Night Football. And of course, on the other side, with all the injuries to the Commanders, we'll have that for you as well. Thanks to Prairie Fire Coffee for keeping us fueled up here this morning. Kevin Saul joins next as we have a jam-packed show of guests today on Sports Daily. Don't go away.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In the UEFA Champions League, every moment is a story.
Bukayo Saka scores!
And every great story needs an audience. The UEFA Champions League. Stream every goal, every game, live exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Okay, take it easy. We're going on the air.
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
In
And now, digging deeper with the teams you follow, it's another Sports Daily Insider interview on KFH.
And we do have Kevin Saul with us. Before that, I want to tell you that Sports Talk on KFH, presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much. You can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. We are joined, as we are every other week here, by Wichita State Athletic Director Kevin Saul. Kevin, welcome in. How are you this morning? Happy Hawaiian Shirt Wednesday.
Good morning, Jacob. How are you? Favorite day of the week, Hawaiian Shirt Wednesday.
That's right. That's right. We get things going. Kevin participated when we were out at the fair earlier this summer. Always appreciate everybody, especially as the weather turns a little colder. There's something to waking up. It's a little chilly outside, and kind of throwing the bird to Mother Nature that we're not ready for winter yet. We refuse to seed, and we're going to throw on a Hawaiian shirt and just get through it that way. It takes a
little extra level of commitment, that's for sure.
That's right. That's right. Kevin, it's a wild time of the year. It's sort of the transitional time from the fall to the winter as far as the sports schedules. It's been a fun off season. I think an off season that's got a lot of buzz. The Shockers are, and we'll start with men's basketball. A charity scrimmage is in the books. We've got Shocker Madness in the books. This time in a couple of weeks, they will have just played the opener against UNC Asheville. It always feels like it sneaks up on it, but man, it's coming quick.
Well, we've been looking forward to it for sure. So that first week in November, we launch it off. Our women's basketball starts October 29th. So that's actually a week from today. We get the women going, and then shortly thereafter, we get the men going. So it's been a good offseason. A lot of positives. As you mentioned, a lot of buzz. I had the open scrimmage against Drake, and we played Santa Clara in Denver, a really good Santa Clara team. In Denver this past Saturday. So these open scrimmages have really given us a great opportunity to learn more about our team, to prepare and get better before game one, probably in a different way, in a better way than we've ever had before. So really enjoy these open scrimmages against competitive D1 opponents.
Yeah, that's kind of the thing, right? Especially in the current landscape, when you've got as much roster turnover, and everybody has it, it's nice to just get out there with, I don't know if they're live bullets, but they're pretty close. As close as you're going to get before you actually can play a game. Is there much difference, I wonder, to your eye between a scrimmage and an exhibition game against, maybe a smaller school that's just having some fun, a Division II or Division III or whatever it might be?
Yeah, I think there is a little bit of a difference. So I equate the first segment against Drake, where we did what are called offense, defense, offense drills. Basically, each coach will come in with 15 sets that are scripted, running against the other team, and so you get almost like a football team that might script out plays on their first or second drive just to kind of see and feel how that looks. And so they script those out. That one feels a little bit more like a spring football game. And you learn a lot. You get some things on video, plays you want to target. And then we played, I think it was 3 20-minute periods of regular gameplay. And that feels a little bit more like a game. The first two, we chose to go a little deeper in the first 20-minute segment against Drake, whereas they kept their roster to about 7. So probably the 7 that they're going to use, 7 or 8. And then we flipped it in the second period. We kept ours to about 7 or 8, and they opened up their bench a little bit. So each coach is going to attack it a little differently. So in that way, a little bit different. Santa Clara was a little closer to a full game scrimmage. They played 4 12-minute segments and attacked it in similar ways. So in that way, Jacob, those scrimmages, it really depends on what the coach is coming in trying to learn. And then staying disciplined with the plan. Coach Mills approached both the early segments of Drake and Santa Clara as feeling really good about our top 8, wanting to learn a whole lot more about 9 through 15. And so I think those scrimmages give you an opportunity to do that.
Yeah, and it's good to get out there and see this team. Have you been feeling the same way that, you know, some of the things we'd heard from the TBT guys and the coaches in the off season. And we'll get Coach Mills in here, by the way, for the listeners. We're still at a little bit of a practice conflict this early in the morning, but we'll get that settled out here pretty quick. But did you get the same vibe that you were hearing about the attitude of this team and, you know, the makeup character wise? Did you get the same thing seeing the scrimmages as we were hearing all off season?
Yeah. What we heard from the TBT players and then Zach Bush was that we were, as Zach had shared, that we were as well prepared defensively as he's seen a Shocker team that early on, that we did not, his words, not mine, that we did not miss one pick and roll coverage against the TBT team. So that was really positive, and it speaks to some defensive strengths. The players and Zach talked about a physicality that there was no fear at all in our guys, and they met physical with equally or more so physical. And I think we've seen that as well. What we learn a little bit more in the scrimmages is, you know, in run of game play, we've got four guys that shot 40% or better from three last year at their previous institutions. Is that starting to play out? The two versatile bigs, is that starting to play out? We led the league in rebounding last year, and we aspire to do that every year. So, you know, you pick up some data points in these scrimmages where one of those 20-minute segments, we got every single defensive rebound that was possible against Drake. I think Noah Hill pulled down 9 rebounds in the 12 to 15 minutes that he played, and he is an absolute physical beast. He loves to play, really talented. He is exceptionally gifted physically. And he wants to dunk the ball every time he can possibly dunk the ball. And that's a good trait and quality to have. Emmanuel, Will, I think we've got some versatile bigs that can do some different things. So long story short, I think it does affirm some of the things that we heard from TBT. But, you know, it's you're a little bit more prescriptive in terms of how you attack that and trying to learn more about your personnel and then your capabilities from a team perspective. So it's been a good couple of scrimmages, and I know the guys are looking forward to getting to the season.
Kevin Saul, Wichita State Athletic Director, joining us here on Sports Daily. Shockers picked 5th in the preseason coaches poll from the AAC. That was out just a little less than 2 weeks ago. So 5th feels healthy, feels comfortable. And then we see Kenyon Giles get named to the preseason all-conference first team, first Shocker, I believe, since Tyson Etienne. So look, the coaches, they like the makeup too. I think it's a little different when you see a coach's poll versus maybe a media poll this time of year, especially with all the turnover. The coaches know these players. And I do think it's probably a good thing that the league coaches see the collection and think highly of the Shockers to put them up as high as 5 with all the questions. Hell, we didn't know where they were going to get placed in this kind of a thing. And it's a preseason poll, and you can take from it what you will, but it's not a bad thing.
Yeah, if there's a population set that understands personnel maybe better than anybody, no offense to the local, regional, or national media, but our coaches are living recruiting in the portal day in and day out. And so they have a really keen understanding of the talent that's on each roster. And so I think that it is indicative, but again, Jacob, you and I both know you could go back and look at last year's preseason poll and then align it with where the season ended. And there's just so many variables along the journey that rarely do those line up. And certainly we aspire to be exceed and excel beyond 5th in the league. We believe we've got a good club. Jacob, we've talked a little bit on your show. We've got our cheapest season ticket in 15 years. We just unveiled our cheapest single game ticket pricing in the last decade. We've got a home schedule, 17 games. 9 of those are on the weekend. That's the first time in the last decade that we've had 9 weekend games. 7 of those are on Saturdays, which is the first time since 2003-04. So there's great value in the ticket. Overall, our tickets have decreased about 27.5%, and our premium lower bowl ticket has decreased 40%. And I say all those things because, Jacob, we all understand that this new era of college athletics is a much more expensive, much more competitive era. And we're trying to thread a very thin needle here in terms of making our games accessible, affordable. We all want a packed Coke Arena. And so within a climate of a much more expensive place to live and work and compete, We're trying to make it more reasonable financially for our fans to get in Coke Arena. And why do we do that? Because we keenly understand that we're going to win as a community, and the Shockers need their community.
Yeah, listen, I get it. We've got some businesses. I know things are tight right now, and it's a tight rope, and hopefully the TBT gives us an indication that some early season success can lead to big things for Wichita State. Let's switch gears a little bit, Kevin. It's also, as you mentioned, soon to be the start of Shocker women's basketball. It has not been the season that I know Terry Nooner would have wanted the last couple of years. What can you tell us about the Shocker women and any buzz going into their season?
Yeah, absolutely. I think just to quickly recap the last couple of years, both have been 10-win seasons. And I think the interesting part, if you go back and look at year one, I think from a character and integrity standpoint, it's absolutely the right decision to maintain your commitments with the young women and on your roster when you make a coaching change. And we certainly did that. There is an argument to be made from a competitive standpoint, and plenty of coaches are doing it in the country where they sweep the roster and start over day one. And that didn't feel right with the women in our program. So we felt like from a character and integrity standpoint, we needed to do that. And we're playing a long game here. We're not trying to just flash in the pan, win for a season, and then start all over. So they did a nice job recruiting between year one and year two. I know our talent level was better in the second year. We struggled a little bit culturally, I think, in the locker room and the competitiveness that we needed. And Terry and the staff have spent a significant amount of time this summer outlining core values and principles for the program. What are the expectations in terms of behavior and the type of players that we're going to be? What does it mean to be a Shocker and represent Wichita State? And infusing that into our women's basketball program. I know that we have upgraded the roster from a talent perspective. I've been to numerous practices, and that's relatively easy to see. I think you guys would draw the same conclusion. That in combination, I think, with the cultural investments that have been made this summer, we anticipate and expect a higher win total this year. And I think that's certainly possible. So it's a good group. It's an athletic group. They like to run. Terry likes to play the run and press and game all 90 feet. And I think we'll have some success doing that. He's got some depth. We've got a couple of shooters that I think will make you pay if you don't pay attention there. And then we've got enough on the inside that I think we'll do some damage there. And so October 29th is the opener for the women. The women's season ticket is $50. You can't get into a movie with a family of four and do your popcorn and soda for less than $100. So it's a great value. I think you'll enjoy watching this team. So we encourage Shocker Nation to get out and watch women's basketball as well.
That gets started here quickly. The exhibition against Newman is coming in a week, and then Monday, November 3rd, against Lincoln. The Shockers get that season started. Real quickly, Kevin, volleyball, tough one. Man, just a tough one against Rice for Wichita State. But they get him again. That's all right. We look up and down the AAC standings right now, and you've got more insight on where it needs to be as far as winning the league versus at large or anything like that. But they're still right there, just a couple of games now behind the top teams who all have a loss in the conference. But it's still there for the Shockers. They get matchups against those teams, I believe all three of them, maybe not Tulsa, but a good opportunity for the Shockers to still go take it.
We're sitting at 5-3, and the leaders in the league are 7-1. So we're certainly within striking distance. As you mentioned, we've beaten teams that we needed to beat. We've got an important weekend this weekend, and certainly looking forward to that. We host Tulane on Friday night at 7, and then we've got North Texas at 1:00 on Sunday. And if you look at the standings, we're tied at 5-3 with North Texas. That's important. Tulane's 1-7, so that's one you got to pick up. So we got an opportunity to go out and get a couple of matches this weekend and do a nice job there and hopefully close the gap. We've got plenty of opportunities against Rice and South Florida. We've played our two matches against Tulsa home and away a couple of weekends ago and dropped both of those. But the Sunday Rice match is an indication that we can compete with anybody in this league. And Allie Paulson did a nice job, got Defensive Player of the Week. We seem to be having a player of the week in a particular category almost every week. So we've got some good talent on the roster. We can make a nice run here this back half of the season.
And then before we let you go, Kevin, I wanted to ask you about this, the tortilla gate down at Texas Tech. Have you ever, have you been in a situation as an administrator? I think this stuff's crazy. Like, just let them throw some tortillas and be done with it. Try to organize the chaos a little bit. You're only going to make it worse. And it, of course, has gotten worse and more intense. Have you ever been in a situation where the fans are doing something at some tradition and you've had to try to calm them down? Because it seems like it never works, whether it's Sandstorm at K-State or tortillas at Texas Tech. Have you run into this before?
Yeah, you know, these are – I think these are really difficult and for a good reason, cultural changes to make within fan bases. I think the closest thing that I could get to on that, Jacob, is you remember shortly after 9/11, the move was basically to go bagless into stadiums, right? And to not allow, I remember at this point in time, the Big 12 was talking about league-wide not doing passouts and reentry. And I was working at Kansas State at that time. And we all understand the history of that football program, and steeped in that history and tradition was being able to go out in the parking lot and tailgate, particularly when the football program was down in the 70s and 80s. And so I remember one conversation specifically where the Big 12 talking about shutting down pass outs and reentry, and the administration at K-State at that point in time said, well, that's fine. We'll just move our stadium gates out to the edges of the parking lot and we'll call our stadium parking lot and the stadium. So, you know, it's like, man, you as an administrator, you really want to accommodate your fans. You do. And as I mentioned on our ticket prices with season tickets and single games, man, Shocker Nation is speaking and we're listening. That's why we're doing those things, because we want to make it easier. We want to make it accommodating and welcome for people to be there. So those cultural changes are tough, and some institutions decide just to eat the fines. You know, when you're throwing out tortillas, I think you can affect change maybe a little bit more when you start penalizing teams competitively. And unfortunately, you don't want to get to that spot, but that's where league officials do. And certainly it'll evolve over time, and traditions can change and evolve. And it's been an interesting one to watch, but nothing specific like that. But certainly you're very concerned when decisions are made that impact the unique cultural components of your home games, and you want to try to protect them as long as you can.
Yeah, it's something. Just leave them alone. Just let them throw the torch. I don't think most people even knew they did it. I think they were put in a tough spot. Hopefully it doesn't cost them any games. They look pretty good this year. Kevin, enjoy it. We are getting close. We're right up against it here. Shocker basketball will be going, men and women, in just a couple of weeks. It's a fun time of year. Go to GoShockers.com. Find your tickets. We appreciate it, Kevin. Happy Hawaiian Shirt Wednesday.
All right, guys. Thanks for having us on. Go and go Shockers.
There goes Kevin Saul, Wichita State Athletic Director. Oh, yeah. I don't know if we ever even talked about it. Now they've banned it. They had like a media conference, and they have apparently banned the tortillas and down in Lubbock. And we'll see how that goes. K-State football, the focus tonight on the Chris Kleiman Show. Tune in to 97.5 and 1240 KFH at 7 for some Wildcat football talk. Listen online at kfhradio.com. Download the free Odyssey app. Search for KFH. We got TJ in with us here. TJ, you are headed to Big 12 Media Days. Women were yesterday. If you missed any of Rachel Hallam's reporting from the Women's Media Day, you can go to kwch.com and check that out. TJ is headed up for the men today in Kansas City. How's it going this morning? You there, TJ?
Nope, I got you. Sorry, you cut out there for a second. I imagine you asked me if I was wearing a Hawaiian shirt. I am not wearing a Hawaiian shirt, in fact. I'm sorry about that.
I didn't even waste my time. I knew you weren't wearing a Hawaiian shirt, and I just wasn't even gonna waste my time with it. But that's neither here nor there. You're headed up. You're going to chat with KU. You're going to chat with K-State. Are there any other? Do we have any other storylines from the other schools this year? We don't, do we?
Not nothing major or anything like that. No new developments, no local guys or anything like that. Just kind of the usual. I'm definitely excited to chat. You know, BYU talking about AJ DeVance is going to be there, number two player in the country, who's you know, played against Darren Peterson a ton. I think will be a cool storyline here. You know, the Graham McCaslin of the coaching tree that Paul Mills grew up in and Jerome Tang grew up in. You know, the interesting angle is always from him. Everything like that. Other than that, though, just a lot of new faces for KU and K-State. They've got a lot of new storylines.
Yeah, a lot of new faces everywhere. We can start with K-State. Both of these schools they're not starting from scratch, but it kind of feels like they're starting from scratch. K-State is building around a guy who CBS Sports called a preseason All-American last year, P.J. Haggerty. We're familiar with Haggerty. He's there today, yes? He's there for K-State?
Yep, he will be.
I just wonder, if he does what he does with Jerome Tang. We've said this before. Man, it feels like the fit is the right fit for where Tang has been the most successful, which is to get really good guards to ISO and attack the basket. It worked in his first year. We saw some of their more recent success when they had it, although it was wildly inconsistent with Doug McDaniel, but kind of, that in those years as Doug went, sort of, so did K-State. So, I mean, it feels like Haggerty can be that guy for Jerome Tang.
Yeah, we've talked about it. Jerome Tang, whenever you watch a basketball game, he runs concepts and has ideas of what he wants these guys to do, and they do, those things on the break and everything like that and get in the right spots. But after that, I mean, he's not the kind of guy that's going to slow everything down, set a high pick, get into some off-ball action, really cook things up on a whiteboard. He really trusts his guards, and you think back to what Marquise Noel did. You think about what Tyler Perry did for K-State. Haggerty is just like those guys. He's smaller, undersized guard who he's had every single year now because of Doug McDaniel last year as well. But, we've seen what he did at Memphis. He scored 40 points against the Shockers in that conference tournament. And I mean, Memphis does the same thing. Memphis doesn't sit down and draw up a bunch of high picks and everything of that nature as well. So he's got experience working in an offense where he can kind of just go out and cook at his will. And Jerome Tang trusts his guys. As he says, he's got dudes. And P.J. Haggerty is a real dude. He feels like he could fit in perfectly. And if that's the case, they've got some new pieces around him that can help out as well.
Yeah, look, I agree. And he's probably a more gifted scorer, and Marquise Noel became this force largely because his ability to shoot and do all those things. But Haggerty, going into a season, Haggerty's as gifted as any of those guys, or more, probably more so, to be perfectly honest.
Haggerty was I think he was the top scorer in the entire country last year, if I'm not mistaken. If not, he was top three or top five. I mean, he put up points. I mean, there was a point where he definitely was the top scorer in the entire country, and so just to see what he did with Penny Hardaway at Memphis. He was doing this whenever he was at Tulsa. He was the AAC Freshman of the Year. He's not scared to put them up, and he makes a lot of them.
He does make a lot of them, and they'll have to make up for some defensive deficiencies that he also brings to the table. And that's up to the rest of the roster, which will be, something to ask about, I guess. If Haggerty's role is so clearly defined, then me, the big question becomes, what about everybody else, right? Everybody else has now these roles that we have to figure out outside of Hack. I have no idea what their team is going to be and who are going to be the players that step up. Wyatt Thompson really likes the international flavor, but we don't know. I mean, what do you ask today to try to figure that out? Does Jordan Tang have? He's not going to tell you yes.
Yeah, he's not going to tell you. He's not going to tell you everything that you want to know. But, something that we mentioned whenever we talked to Wyatt Thompson a couple of weeks ago when we first started to kind of turn gears to basketball season is that I'm in the same camp that he was in the fact of when this roster was being built. Avdi Bashir from Monmouth, he was a guy that was on a lot of guys' radar. KU wanted Avdi Bashir, and, a lot of people thought KU was going to get him. And then all of a sudden, he flips to K-State and lands there. And then it's like, oh, well, he's going to be their best player. And then they land another guy. It's like, oh, well, he might be their best player. And then they just keep adding these guys. This is going to be a pretty solid starting five. And the last guy they add was the top scorer in the entire country, P.J. Haggerty. So it's like, nobody knows what this game's going to look like. They've got a lot of guys that, could be number one options. And they're going to have to figure out how those mesh with each other. But I think that, Avdi Bashir is one of the top shooters in the entire transfer portal. Andre Kostic, the guy from overseas that Wyatt Thompson thinks is a better shooter than what Brendan Hoffman was, obviously can score the ball as well. He was awesome overseas, from what we heard. And then all the rest of the guys that they've added to kind of fill in around those three. I think those will kind of be the big three, in my opinion. Obviously, Dave Castillo's back. He's going to be a big piece off the bench, I imagine. He's still, you know, younger, only a sophomore this season. Moby Ikegaruka's back. He's going to be a media day today as well. He was a junior college guy who really surprised the people last year. And he's just uber athletic. So I think that when you have this many guys that are going to be outside threats, I think that they will be. I think that having somebody like him inside the other guys that they brought in down low will help out there as well. But, you know, it's gonna be interesting. I think that there will be some experimentation of who's going to be the five, who's going to be rotated in, and if they're going to run a top eight, if they're going to run a top ten, what they're going to do. You know, they play Friday night. They have a scrimmage at Mizzou, and that's an opportunity to really learn some things.
I forgot about Castillo. That's a good name. And then on the KU side, look, everybody's paying attention to Darren Peterson. He's going to be there today. It's going to be fun to have he and BYU's superstar freshman sort of in the same room a little bit. But KU's not getting a lot of love. I mean, they're getting, I think it's very fair where they've been placed, but not a ton of love. I don't know. This will be, I assume, your first chance to catch up with Darren Peterson. But what do you look for in a freshman that's in that environment? Obviously, he's going to be a good player. Can you learn something in like character makeup or confidence or anything when you put him behind a microphone and on that kind of stage for the first time? He'll have attention, not just from, you know, the local media. He'll probably have attention here now this week from the national media.
This is going to be the one where it's annoying how many people are random. You're going to have to scream at the top of your lungs trying to get a question in time for media scrub for the Jayhawks this week. I mean, I think that he's proven time and time again, every time you put him behind a microphone, the confidence that he has. Every time you put his head coach behind a microphone, the confidence that he has in him. This is the highest that Bill Self has ever talked about a freshman ever. Bill Self didn't talk this way about Andrew Wiggins. Bill Self didn't talk this way about whoever you want to name on this list. It's just not how he didn't talk this way about Corey Badunga, who was a five-star. He's like a top-10 player KU's ever gotten. Darren Peterson is the second highest-rated player ever in KU history, and he's really close to being number one for, you know, 247 Sports there. So, you know, he's got a lot of trust in him from his head coach. You know, he's taken it in stride. And from every account that we've seen so far, whether it be the national media that are going to practice and watching him play, the late night in the fog. I mean, late night in the fog, I think I saw the box score. He went like 12 of 15 shooting and scored 24 points. So that shows you the volume he's going to play in and the volume that he's going to make shots in.
He's going to be a star, and they're going to need other people to be stars too. That's the thing about KU this year is we have known the same things about KU. I mean, we for 3 years, we kind of knew what KU was going to be and do, and now we don't really have a clue, right? Peterson's going to be a star. I think we all understand and expect that, but is he really going to take 20 shots a game? Like, what else does this team do? What else do they look like? Flory isn't some offensive force yet. He could take a step forward. But if it's not Peterson, who do you think is the offense this year? Who provides it for KU?
I think the biggest thing about this KU team is that they're going to be more athletic than they were last year. And
for sure.
You know, Bill Self, that's going to be a change in Bill Self. You know, he's had athletic teams, but Bill Self does thrive in the X's and O's and setting plays up. And, you know, he got so many looks for Hunter Dickinson the past couple of years from setting up set plays for him and everything like that. That's what Bill Self does really well. That's why he's one of the best coaches in the entire country. This year, he's going to have the option that they're going to be able to run like K-State does. They're going to be able to run like Wichita State wants to do last year. You know, just get up and down the court. Darren Peterson is super athletic. Flory is one of the fastest big men in the entire country. You know, you think about Melvin Council, you think about Trey White, all these guys are going to be super athletic and everything of that nature. So I don't think that they're going to be quite as set in stone of what they want to do on offense and saying, we're going to slow down, we're going to make sure we get a steal from Richard Dickinson, we're going to get this. I think that they are going to be able to get up and down and run. And from that, I think that there'll be offense that grows. And I think that, you know, not to just keep pounding on the Darren Peterson train, but I think it's just going to be all up to him of where the ball goes at that point. But I think that they're going to run fast and see how fast they can get buckets up. I think it's going to be a really fun, stark difference of what we've seen in the past couple of years. That's the most exciting part to me.
I just don't want fans to downplay, and I know that it was time for change, and I believe that too, but I don't want fans to downplay the ease at which they were able to get, you know, 16, 18 points or more from Hunter Dickinson. Like, that's a big hole in the offense that'll be interesting to see them fill. TJ, you'll be getting the answers to all those questions. TJ will have all of his reporting beginning at 4 o'clock today, all the way through the 10 o'clock news. So more than you can handle there from Media Days. You can go to kwch.com and check it out. Of course, if you're not seeing it, you can see the live streams of the newscast, the same place you can watch this show on 12 News Connected. Enjoy it. Media days are fun. I like Media Days. It makes you feel like we're close, and we are close. We're a couple weeks away from college basketball season, and as unknown a college basketball season, especially for KU fans, as we've had in a while. Enjoy it up there today, TJ.
I will. I got bad news, Jacob. I might miss a lot today. I forgot my watch at home. I don't know what time it's going to be all day long. It's a bad day, but I'll be all right.
Good thing that phone tethered to your hip has a clock on it. You'll be fine. You'll be all right.
I'll try.
Just ask Bill Self what time it is when you're there. TJ, drive safe. We will talk to you on the air here later this afternoon.
Yes,
there goes TJ on his way to Big 12 Media Days. Lots of questions for KU and K-State. It'll be a fun Big 12 Media Day. Before we take a break and get you into the next hour here of Sports Daily, an hour that'll feature Shreya Slaughter, we'll get his take on KU and what that might look like. Also, of course, preview the Sunflower Showdown on Saturday. Can we call it Saturday morning if it's before noon? I think we can. So we'll get that. And Jalen Thompson's going to hop in as well in the next hour to get us ready for a Royals off season, get his take on the World Series, his take on a lot of things in Major League Baseball, but mostly the Royals and what the plan is for them this offseason. Hey, thank you to Crestview Country Club for being a great supporter of the program. I am indeed going to go play 9 holes of golf today. One of the great things if you're a golfer is the ease in which you can squeeze it into the time you have available. Give Crestview a call. Ask them about all the different memberships that they have this time of year. Maybe even get a great deal. Tell them we sent you here from Sports Daily. We're coming back for another hour of Sports Daily. Don't go away.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% fan cash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer, switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In the UEFA Champions League, every moment is a story.
Paris Saint-Germain have won the Champions League.
And every great story needs an audience. Feel every match.
Mbappe in the middle.
Every goal.
Oh, would you believe this?
From the best clubs.
Real Madrid strike.
And the biggest stars.
Bukayo Saka scores.
This is the world's best soccer.
Momentous and iconic.
The UEFA Champions League. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer, switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In the UEFA Champions League, every moment is a story.
Bukayo Saka scores!
And every great story needs an audience. The UEFA Champions League. Stream every goal, every game, live exclusively on Paramount+.